pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, welcome everybody to the regular session. thank you everybody for being here and supporting us. Our first item is our consent agenda. Warrants, minutes from our August 14th meeting, and financial reports for August. Any comments, questions, or concerns?
Just one on the, when we approved the minutes and warrants last month, we had the two meetings that we approved, and Marie said she didn't want to vote because she did not.
She was able to attend one.
So, and I didn't think, do we need to specify that in the minutes? I don't know if that's...
I just adjusted the minutes for the August 1st meeting, and I saw that Marie's not mentioned as being present.
Okay.
And then I have a copy of those for you to sign tonight.
Okay.
We could mention that in the minutes. I didn't, so I can add it in if you want.
No, I think that's fine, but I just didn't know if you needed to turn it on. Okay. No, that was fine then.
I move that we approve.
Second? You have a second? Yes. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Our next item, personnel actions.
I do, yes. They're listed on the board bulletin. There are five. I would like to do this in two separate votes. Give Marie a chance to abstain. So let me read the first four to you. Tracy Rowley, assistant girls basketball coach at Emory High. Bracy Citrid, 5.9 hour aide, Cleveland Elementary. This is for an individual student who is visually impaired. By the way, that photograph in the board bulletin pack, that little girl on the slide with sunglasses, is that girl. What is her name, Jenny?
Her name is Oakley.
I've heard she's like the cutest thing ever.
She's amazing.
That's
what I've heard. Moving on, Stephanie Timothy, 5.9 hour special ed aide at Cottonwood. Caitlin Thompson, 5.9 special ed aide at Cottonwood. I would recommend board approval on those four.
All in favor?
I would now like to recommend Brett Guyman as a full-time employee in the technology department.
I move that we approve that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Be noted that Marie...
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Noted.
Okay. We have a couple of extracurricular schedules we need to approve. Volleyball for Green River High School and wrestling for Emory High School.
Yes, the volleyball schedule is amended. You had already approved that. They made some changes to that schedule, mostly changing start times from 5:15 to 5 p.m. on all of their region matches. And then they also added a match on September 27th at Taviona that was not on the previously approved one. And then the other one is first reading of the Emory High wrestling schedule. So I would recommend approving the amended Green River volleyball schedule and the Emory High wrestling schedule.
I apologize. Jared asked me to have any information to you prior to today, but a couple days ago I was fired by a five-year-old kindergartner on the playground. And so, anyway,
he got fired.
It really did happen. He did. He announced to the whole playground that he needed a new principal.
I'm not the only one.
He needed a new principal, and yeah.
I think he called. Oh, good job.
We're friends today, so I think I've been reinstated. Anyway, I went through, and again, the previous plan was written by Gerald, Mr. Loughley, and I just highlighted the parts that have been added on, and it was somewhat mentioned in my notes of announcement for our school. But to sum it up real briefly, the funds for the first set of funds, the $10,000, supplemented for our half-time certified teacher to help with our class size. She actually is teaching in our split class, but it allowed us to have two kindergarten classes, which with our, we have students with some needs in that group, and so it's been very helpful. And our focus there is with literacy, and so you can see down below just stating that our plan to track data is to have all of our students tested, leveled. They will know their level, they'll have access to level books, and we will be tracking where they add in regards to grade level. So our goal is within 3 years to have every student on grade level, and each year to make significant growth, and it's stated in there. And then the second part is still a work in progress, because I know the social emotional learning team, I guess would it be called, Larry, there is a PLC team, has been meeting, trying to determine some kind of benchmark or something to use to measure this. As you know, it's kind of hard to to measure that. And so our initial plan is simply to have a pre and post, like a qualitative type survey, especially for our older students who can acknowledge, and we're focusing on two particulars, kind of that growth mindset and resiliency. We've picked those, and those are the Miss Jeffs will be teaching lessons to all the classes in those areas. So any questions about that update, about how we'll track that data?
These changes are within the board framework that was set for literacy and social emotional. So, in fact, I think it clarifies a lot.
Yeah, I think it solidifies it a little bit more than it previously was. So. Okay. Thank you. Any questions?
This will need to be approved by the board. It does not need to be approved by the state. Only the framework needs to be approved by the state.
I'll make the motion to approve that because it's been presented to us.
I'll second.
Multiple seconds, and all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thanks, Jenny. Looks like we're up to principal's report.
Okay. I don't think there's like, see everybody. First of all, I just want to welcome everybody to Farron Elementary. This is pretty exciting. I'm glad I'm first to just get it over with for the year. But I will say, everybody knows that I'm really sad that I missed the Peach Days bike ride tonight. But I stood out there and cheered all my students on that were participating. Hopefully they tell me all about the bikes that were won and all the fun stuff tomorrow. But just some things for this upcoming school year. Obviously, literacy is always a top school priority, and I just kind of want to brag for a minute that Farron Elementary last spring was identified by the Utah Leading through Effective, Actionable, and Dynamic, the ULEAD is what for short, as a leading school in our state for early literacy instruction. And we were invited to participate in a summit with about 10 to 12 other schools throughout the state. So that's a pretty big deal. Out of all the elementaries in the state, that we were one of the top ones identified as being leaders in early literacy. And we were invited to a summit to participate as with other schools. And it was identified through student demographics. With relative to poverty, so rural schools and schools that serve kids with high poverty levels. So when we met statewide at the University of Utah, and our leadership for literacy team shared current practices with these other schools, and there was just a lot. It was a full day of sharing. We took a team from Farron Elementary, and they will gather the ULEAD. We'll gather that information, and they're working now on how to distribute that to other schools to help them become more successful in early literacy and increase their percentage of students reading at grade level. We were also invited. Our team that participated consisted of me, Stephanie Roper, Luann Bennett, our kindergarten teacher, Melinda Mazzarello, third grade teacher, Stephanie Roper, Title I coordinator, and Jenny Lynn Allen, so first grade teacher. And we all went and were also invited to travel to different schools or participate in online sharing of our practices. So it was a really great day. I was a little skeptical at first. I wasn't sure what to expect, but it was really quite an honor to be there and be recognized with such a small percentage of other schools in the district. So also part of literacy is last spring in our strategic planning meeting, the teachers felt like they really wanted to focus on increasing and enhancing the writing curriculum throughout the school and to adopt a school-wide writing curriculum that started and followed the kids from kindergarten through fifth grade to try and help increase their writing performance. And so we did adopt and purchase the WriteBrite writing curriculum, so we're excited to start that implementation this school year. Just want to point out the boxes of books and stacks of books over here. Larry Rogers put in and was awarded a $3,000 grant last spring and has received all of those books. She's working on processing them at this point to really greatly enhance our available literature in our school. Unfortunately, her mother passed away last week, so that, as it stands, I feel bad she has to come back to that, but we're excited that she was proactive in bringing such a great grant into our school. Also a major priority is our social-emotional learning in our school. I very quickly was thrown into the fire of realizing how desperate the schools and, you know, here at Ferry Elementary, our particular needs were in meeting the needs of our students. So with the TSSA funding, we were able to purchase the 7 Mindset Social Emotional Learning Curriculum, and that consists of 7 units that we present, one each month, and each unit consists of 4 lesson plans. And the teachers present it right in their classroom. It comes fully prepared with video examples and also lesson plans, and it's meant to just be a little bit each day that the teachers present a different subject, such as Dream Big, and it focuses a lot on student accountability and them taking responsibility for their own actions and the resiliency. It also comes with a data collection survey to do pre and post so that we can help try to track that and see if it was successful throughout the school year. Currently, we're working with that curriculum to do a school needs assessment, and they will be coming this next Monday to do a full staff training for a couple of hours after school that's we're looking forward to. We just also want to mention, to go along with the social-emotional learning, the increased, we appreciate the increased school counselor services. We're excited that Mrs. Jess is implementing the 7 Habits of a Successful Student with Cleveland, and she just has a really great energy, and we're really excited to have her at Barron Elementary. She's already jumped right in. We've already had a couple of team meetings to identify students and their needs and what will best help them be successful in school, not just academically, but socially and with their social-emotional needs. We also are supporting that with Ferron Elementary has brought in a skills-building aid to help identify those students that need even additional support. We'll work collaboratively through me and Mrs. Jess and Mrs. Thomas and help support those kids on a daily basis. to help them work on those deficits in the classroom and outside of the classroom as needed, so that they can learn appropriate skills and be more successful in the long run with their classroom performance overall, and to help them build better relationships with their peers and their adults, rather than always being in a reactive state, to help them learn those skills so that we're being more proactive in helping their success down the road. We're excited. We just had our first robotics club meeting with parents yesterday, and we're excited about that. Last spring, the Farron Robotics Club was a great success. It represented 4th through 8th grade. Last year, this year, the middle school had their own robotics club, but last year the team actually won the regional championship, which included a team from Carbon and a couple from Emory School District and also a team from Grand County. So that was pretty fun. It qualified them to participate in a state competition in Cedar City. So we're excited. There was a lot learned last spring with it being the first year, and so they're really excited to jump in and get going on that this year. Our faculty and staff have been really busy already this school year, learning a lot of new programs, including the 7 mindsets, but also bringing in Lexia and ST Math for the first time this year for our school, and the Right curriculum. So lots of new things. We're trying to bring it in with great training so that the teachers aren't feeling totally overwhelmed, but everybody seems to be really excited about those. Last week, we held our student council elections, and that's always fun. On Friday, we had an assembly where each candidate performs a skit in front of the student body, and that's always a lot of fun and really great entertainment. There's some really creative students and parents out there. It was full of laughs and even kept the kindergartners entertained for well over an hour. So we're excited to announce that our president this year is Daly Stewart. Vice president is Gentry Christiansen. We ended up having co-secretaries of Brinlin Grange and Austin Nielsen. Co-treasurers are Garrett Childs and Whit Weber. And historian is Ty Christiansen. So we know they'll represent our school well. We were also given the opportunity to provide service to our American Legion and to the community with our fifth grade students. They actually set up all the flags at the Field of Flags. They worked with the American Legion yesterday. They walked over there and they whipped it out pretty fast, but I would invite anybody that when you leave to drive that way so you can see the field lit up. It's quite a sight and it's very beautiful. And if you're really up to it, I would encourage and invite you to come to the sunrise ceremony on Saturday morning. It's really a beautiful ceremony that the American Legion puts on, and it's really neat. It's very patriotical. We will be doing our parent-teacher conference also on September 19th, and earlier that day will also be our first community council meeting, in which Kenzie has been participating in our community . So I will be sure to update her on that if she isn't already updated. On a personal note, again, I'd just like to thank the board. Listening to each school's specific needs and doing everything possible to help support those needs so that we can be more successful within the schools. And also for putting the students and teachers at the forefront of all your decision making. We obviously wouldn't be able to put the amount of support into our students and recognize our teachers without your support in that. And I think that's everything. Do you guys have any questions for me?
So you hope these kids tell you all about the bike race. Are you going to tell them all about school board meeting?
I'm gonna have to move it next year so I can ride bikes with you guys next year.
Good job, Heather.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think principal's report's my favorite part, because I love to see what's going on in the school and all the cool stuff that's happening that we don't get to see every day. Our next agenda item, superintendent's report.
Not your favorite part, right?
My second favorite.
I'll take that.
Okay.
First of all, just to express appreciation to Tracy and other board members that attended our opening institute to kind of kick off the new school year. Jack Balderman was the keynote speaker out of Solution Tree with emphasis on PLC and collaborative teamwork. I spent quite a bit of time with Jack during the day. We visited a number of collaborative team meetings. He was very impressed with the progress that we've made and the feedback that we got, both anecdotal as well as in the surveys, was very positive for not only his presentation, but the clarification, the clarity that's coming to the whole PLC process. So things turned out very well, and it was a good beginning to the new school year. I included in the board bulletin a copy of the enrollment for the first week of school. Initially, as we do every year, we ask schools to call in with their numbers just by grade, not by gender or getting any deeper, just by grade. And it was kind of frightening because it looked like we were down some 60 to 70 students after the first day. And in checking with some of the schools, there were a number of students registered who did not show up. And so we waited for a few days and then went right to the school registration and used those numbers as a as the actual count. And that looked a lot better and shows an increase of 21 students. That's on the spreadsheet that I prepared for you. You can see that some of the schools are down. The biggest drop was at Castile Elementary by 17 students. That's a fairly significant number for a small school. But we do have some increases, not big, with Emory High being 10, that was the most. And we are up in enrollment from last year, and you can predict the trends for the future. You can see the numbers. For example, Emory High would be, based on this, graduating 139 seniors, and they would be having 157 eighth graders coming in, so into ninth grade. So their enrollment would be up again next year. But those numbers are pretty good, and hopefully we can continue to show some growth in our school district. As a follow-up to the board's planning meeting with reference to more predictive data on future enrollment that we talked about, I have a couple of things to update you on. I called Natalie Gauchner. She is the head of the Kim Gardner Institute at the University of Utah. And they do a lot of population work, population projections. It's part of their mission is to get accurate numbers, birth rate numbers, and work statewide. And Natalie said she would be very happy to work with us in providing that data. And also I asked her at some point if a representative from the Kim Gardner Institute could come to a board meeting and make a presentation on population projections for our area. So that is in the works. In addition, I've set up a meeting on September 10th with Deanne Zabellin, who is with the U.S. Census Bureau. She's going to meet with with me and members of the administrative team as they prepare to conduct the census. And she has a lot of information. She believes that the census in our area has been under-predicted in the past, and she has some ideas on how we can get some more accurate information going forward, which will also be useful to the board in predicting future enrollments. Also, I did receive from the USBA announcement of their fall regional meeting. I don't know if anyone else got this, but you might want to write this down. I just got it today, but the regional meeting for our school district and Carbon District will be October 22nd at 6 p.m., and that's at the Carbon School District office, and that's the USBA fall meeting. Some committee updates. Technology committee meeting set for Tuesday, October 8th at 3:30 p.m. in the district office. The three-year calendar committee, which we are initiating again because this is the last year of the three-year cycle, will be October 14th at 3:30 p.m. And we do need a representative from the school board to be on that committee. Okay, Jesse, thank you. Did you write down that info? Well, it's already on the page, isn't it? Okay, I'll be sending out an agenda and maybe some copies of calendars for you to get prepared. Juvenile Justice Committee will be September 30th at 3:30 p.m. Marie is on that committee. And the STEM Ed CTE pathway, Ryan, what's the date on that one?
We just had it, so our next one will be in November.
Okay. When did you have it?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay. So the next one is in November.
The plan is November, January, and March. It's okay. The tentative plan.
And the Association Board Superintendent meeting will be September 10th, 7:30 a.m. Neil, you've got that, I hope.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And Tracy for that one. And then on the superintendent's calendar, just one change on Green River. That's the very last September 30th. Their community council meeting was moved from the 30th to September 16th, and that's at 5:30 at Green River High School. Everything else on there is up to date, I believe. And that's my report.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for providing that calendar. I think that, I don't know about the rest of the board, but that gives me an idea of kind of what's going on across the district.
A lot of meetings.
Yeah, a lot of meetings. A lot of meetings. Anybody else have any thoughts or questions for the superintendent? All right, well, we will move on to our public comment section, and I believe we've got some middle school cheerleaders that would
you
like
do.
To.
So we apologize. We thought we were... Our principal thought he had put us on the agenda, but we were not. So
right.
I hope this is okay.
You're good.
So we're the Kenny View and Centerfield Middle School cheerleaders, and we're here to ask the board's permission. We would like to be able to go and compete at the same competitions that the high school currently competes at. There's two competitions, both in January, just 2 weeks apart. We think it would be great for these girls to be able to represent their school in a whole new way. You know, they work hard and support all the other teams, and I know they would be thrilled at the chance to compete for a win of their own. And so costs for those competitions, as far as fees of, you know, the competition fees and the music and that stuff, would be paid by the cheerleaders, cheer parents, the cheer funds.
I don't exactly know how all that works, but we would need a bus to take us up to each event on those two Saturdays. Centerville and Canyon View could share a bus, so I think that's all I have to say.
Where are those competitions?
So one is in, the first one would be January 11th at Timp View High School in Provo. And then the second, if we qualified to go to state, and that's, you know, that would be two Saturdays later on the 25th at SLCC. And they have three, yes, so they have three locations, so I'm not actually entirely sure, but it would be Salt Lake.
One of those.
Yeah. It's Taylorsville, because yeah, that's where they're, yeah, because that's where their arena is.
Yes,
yeah, where the
yeah.
So would these be overnight?
No. I believe the high school stays overnight, but we would be able to travel up in the morning and do the competition.
Line up, right? They just look at me like, really?
Not funny.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll take it under consideration, and we'll get that as a as an action or a board agenda item for next time. And if any questions come up in the meantime, we'll reach out to you.
Awesome.
If that's okay. Right there.
She made it. How many students?
We have 18 at San Rafael.
How many do you have?
We have 20. And as a side note, I understand their sixth graders are small. And our team, I'm not sure about San Rafael, but we would not make it a mandatory thing for every girl on the team to compete. So that if the smaller girls are overwhelmed, we would just take the girls that would want, would be able to do that. So there's that.
And so I imagine that you've worked out chaperones and if you get approved, you will be able to work out chaperones so that everybody's taken care of and
yes,
and everything like that. Not being overnight, it'll be a little bit
yeah, it won't be overnight.
Easier,
it'll just be leaving early in the morning.
Right.
Mount Harmon Middle School does they do the same competition and they leave that day and they travel home that night.
Yes.
And they've made it work for them. Well, they went to both those competitions. I went to both those competitions and watched Mont Harmon do it. And there's maybe three middle schools in the in the whole competition. So they're trying to encourage more middle schools to do it so that they have the competition. So we've always thought about this.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for our cheerleaders?
Would it be something, if it was approved, would it be something to do launch every year or just kind of do it on a year by year basis based on your girls and the parents involved?
I think you'd have to almost say year to year because you never know what parents are going to be involved in what girls, but I would think they would want to continue it if it was an option that we could continue it to keep building on, but it's also going to be a year to year thing. You might get a year where all the parents are like, nope, no go. You just never know. But, you know, we'll fundraise for it so it doesn't all come out of parents' pockets. And, like, we fundraise all the time anyways if we're not even competing, so.
Anything else? That's good.
Thanks for taking time to come.
Thanks for hearing us, even though we weren't.
No, you're great. Thank you so much for presenting that. And like I said, we'll get you as a action item next time. And be able to make a decision. Sounds like we've got some time, so you've got till January. So thank you for bringing it to us now instead of December.
I was like, we still have to prepare. So
right, right.
So that's why we were like, we got to get on it now because we have to prepare.
Right, know what to do. Thank you very much. Any other public comments? No other comments, then we will move to a closed meeting. I believe we've got some personnel. issues that we need to look through.
We make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you. We'll leave the session and thank you guys so much for hanging out with.